Spellcaster Media presents.
Greetings and welcome to episode 141 of the Creepy Kingdom podcast, a podcast all about the spookiness of films, theme parks, and beyond. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. Coming up in this episode, I will be coming to you live on the scene at Grinchmas at Universal Studios Hollywood. If you're unfamiliar with Grinchmas, it's a celebration of all things Grinch, if you can't guess, of course, from The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Lots of fun to be had there. But before we get to that, just want to bring up a few tidbits of information for you. The first of which is that Creepy Kingdom has once again participated in the Disney Dreamgirls holiday celebration known as Minxmas, where they get their Disney podcasting friends. I think they're all Disney. and they put out mini holiday Disney-themed episodes for everyone to listen to. And we always participate. We love Disney Dreamgirls, we love Minxmas, so this year's no exception. Our episode has been released. I will put a link to it in the show notes. The Creepy Kingdom Minxmas episode, in which it follows the journey of myself trying to find the mythical holiday creature Krampus in the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. So check that out. Also, for all you Foolish Mortals fans, or would-be fans, or people interested, again, if you're unaware, it's the film that I directed about Haunted Mansion fans that has been released this year. We have a bunch of screenings coming up in 2018, and the first one has already been announced, but in case you haven't heard it, I'm telling you officially on the show. The very next screening will be in Seattle on January 20th at the Seattle Design Center at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale right now. There's a link in the show notes, or you can go to foolishmortaldoc.com to get your tickets, and yours truly will be in attendance. I can't say I'll be in attendance for all the screenings. I'd love to be, because that would be... Why wouldn't I love to be? But I definitely will be there. Love to see you guys come out, meet you guys, check out the movie, have a good old creepy Disney Haunted Mansion time. If you want to make sure you don't miss when the next screening is announced to see if it's near you, you can also sign up for our mailing list at foolishmortalsdoc.com and you'll know right away. Okay, so without any further ado, let's begin our journey to Grinchmas! Hey everybody, it's James, and I am coming to you here live at Grinchmas at Universal Studios Hollywood. Checking out all the different Grinch activities to be found all over this place. Right off the bat, I met the man himself, the mean one, Mr. Grinch. I figure let's start off with a bang. Why wait? Why leave that for last? We got to meet Mr. Grinch himself. So I met him, and it was pretty incredible. And he liked my sweater. I didn't get any audio of that because the Grinch wasn't about audio. No audio. But I mean, it is pretty incredible meeting the Grinch here, because you see him and you just really feel like it's actually the Grinch. Oh, the bell's ringing. I'm not sure, but there's tons of fun activities happening all around here. Uh-oh.
A Grinchmas treat is in store for you. Your story time host, Miss Cindy Lou.
Oh, it's story time with Cindy Lou. Let's go check that out.
Hello, my friends. The big and the small. I'm Cindy Lou. Only 5 feet tall. I'm going to read a story note to you.
But she doesn't have a
hoop. About a diver's heart never quite grew. Come, sit very close. I know we'll all have fun. Do you know the name of the mean old one? I bet you do. This is a cinch. He's mean, he's green, and we call him the Grinch.
Oh, that was pretty magical. Little Cindy. Woohoo, woohoo. Little Cindy telling us the tale, which made her famous. It's kind of meta, a little bit. Magical nonetheless. Well, the next activity I just did was trim up the tree lot, where you get to make your own ornament. Well, I get to color it, you know, I get to make it. And the one I made was really great, because I have really amazing coloring skills. And you get to hang it on one of the trees in the lot. So I'd like to think that they don't clear off all the ornaments in the end of the night, and that they stay there forever. And my ornament magic will live on forever. Another fun aspect of being in Grinchmas is that this area is just littered with who's. Just who's of all shapes and sizes. Just acting wacky and having a great time, doing the greatest things that who's do, which I don't know exactly what that is, but it's pretty spectacular. Well, one who is dancing right now. Okay, now I'm waiting for Martha May and the Who Dolls to begin, and I think that's about to happen. Here they come right now.
For our dancers, as the curtain now falls, please welcome to the stage the beautiful Who Dolls.
Okay, just witnessed Martha May and the Who Dolls. Wow, they were spectacular. They were like Who Rockettes, basically. Hey, it's Norm. Excuse me.
Hey, how's it going?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well.
What's up? How are you?
Good, good.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Today is my birthday.
It is?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
I figured it's a good way to spend my birthday.
It ain't bad. Oh,
my goodness. Hanging out with the Grinch.
He's really nice, though. Yeah.
He's reformed. I wish we met the old Grinch. Alrighty. So much has been going on. Yeah. So I gotta fill you guys in on all the Grinchmas activities that have gone down. There's just so much Grinchmas fun here. First of all, I am having a delicious snack. Grinchmas mini donuts. They're deep fried to order with a red Christmas something. Sugar? I don't know. Whatever it is, it's great. I'm currently eating those. And I also got a Grinch cupcake, which I haven't gotten into yet. That's waiting on standby. But the mini donuts, they're endless. If you come here and get them at Universal Studios Hollywood, you could definitely share them, because it's quite a bit. I thought it was just going to be 3 or 4, but it looks like there's like 10 or 15. So that's wonderful. After that, I went and met Max. Max, of course, the reindeer the Grinch used. This is the real Max is here. And I got to take my photograph with him. He was absolutely adorable. And after that, I got to actually meet Martha May and the Hoo Dolls. And it looks like little Cindy Lou is back again. But,
a Grinchmas treat is in store for you. Your story time host, Miss Cindy Lou.
But a few more things to do here to fulfill my Grinchmas dreams. All right, I'm here at the Whoville Post Office, where two exciting activities are going to happen. One, you can fill out a postcard, write your three good deeds of the year, throw it in the mailbox, and Universal donates money to a charity called School on Wheels. Pretty cool. Other is a scavenger hunt, the Whoville scavenger hunt. I got a map here, tons of areas to go around and get stamped, and then apparently we get a prize. So let's see how this goes. Well, I've been doing the scavenger hunt for a little while and have determined that I'm not very good at scavenger hunts. So I'm not going to do them. But anyway, it's independent of that. I've been having a good time here at the Grinchmas celebration here. It's a great way to have a fun, creepy Christmas.
The news will soon gather around to witness and enjoy a spectacular creation of the town's annual Whovillation celebration.
Come on, everybody, gather round.
It's time to light the tree.
Hooray!
Whee! Ring the bells of holiday cheer. The grandest of moments is almost here.
As the Whos are preparing for the night's delight, someone far away feels that
something isn't right.
Excuse me, pardon me, sorry.
Move it!
What's wrong with the tree?
Why is everyone looking at
me?
Someone flipped the switch!
I wasn't the one leaning on...
Oh no.
This is not good.
Max!
Quick, turn it back on!
Hurry up!
All right. Count with me, people. Three, two, one! Yeah, everybody now!
Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoopoo fluffs.
All right, enough celebrating. I must depart now. My fans are waiting.
Goodbye, Mr. Grinch.
Goodbye, all you Whos, and to everyone of you.
Welcome Christmas Day.
Well, that's going to bring Grinchmas to a close. Here at Universal Studios Hollywood, it's an awesome way to celebrate a grouchy Christmas, I guess. Although this kind of takes place after the Grinch's heart grew 3 sizes. But I like to pretend that it did it. And you can do the same. Happy Hooligans! Hey, if you would like to contact us here at the Creepy Kingdom Podcast, you can do so by emailing creepykingdom@gmail.com. And for show notes, links to our social media, the links I've talked about at the top of the show, Foolish Mortal Screening, Creepy Kingdom Mixmas episode, links to our articles, our videos, everything Creepy Kingdom, is just sitting there waiting for you at creepykingdom.com. And if you would like to help us financially produce this program, you could do so by going to patreon.com/creepykingdom. Well, I know this has been a relatively short show, as most of our shows have been an hour and a half recently, but just wanted to bring a little holiday cheer, I guess, I don't know, to you before we depart and go on our winter break. We'll be back in January. It's not that long of a break, but, you know, it's winter break. What do you want? But we have some really good things coming up the pike here. I'm going to give you a little tease about. We're going to be announcing the nominees for our creepiest film of the year meaning 2017, that you get to vote on, which will be awesome fun. We did it last year and it was a blast. Everybody had a great time. So we're doing it again this year. And whether this might be rolled into the same show or it might be 2 separate shows, I don't know. By popular demand, we are doing the listener feedback show. Again, we usually try to do it once a year. It did not happen in 2017, so we're going to make sure it happens in 2018. So now is the time. If you want to write in, give us feedback on our shows, ask us any questions, preferably topic related, but even if it isn't, we'll I'm sure we'll answer it. Usually it's me and Roxy that does that show, so if you have any questions for her... I have a lot of questions for her, but she doesn't answer me. So maybe I'll ask you, and then you could write in and ask her, and then we'll all be happy. Anyways, that's coming up soon, as well as our series where we're going through the films of the Disney Dark Ages, which is the time period between 1975 and 1985, when Disney released a lot of very dark films. Just a little tease, I'm pretty sure the next one we're doing is Return to Oz. So, if you haven't seen it, watch it. Or if you haven't seen it in a while, rewatch it. That's going to be coming up soon. So, a lot of fun stuff, you know, coming up in 2018. Good times all around. So, enjoy your holidays, and until next time.
I have to go now. It's midnight. Pleasant dreams.
Dreams.